This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Palestinians in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip head to the polls tomorrow to vote in parliamentary elections that could reshape the Palestinian political landscape. Polls show the Islamist group Hamas gaining ground against the ruling Fatah movement. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the popularity of Hamas has grown in part because of its charities and the increasingly prominent role of its female candidates as they reach out to conservative Palestinian women.
Hamas has 13 female candidates running for parliament. Jamila Shante is one of them. At this Hamas campaign forum in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, Shante works to convince 60 women packed into a room next to a mosque to vote Hamas. She promises support for female prisoners in Israel, support for disabled women, and she promises jobs.
Hamas will make agreements with Arab countries to provide work for Palestinian women. We have lots of women who are well-educated, with graduate degrees, and will provide enough child care centers for your family.
On relations with Israel, Shante stresses the usual Hamas platform. She doesn't recognize the Jewish state, and no cooperation or direct talks, she says, except perhaps under certain conditions through a third party. Armed resistance, she says, will continue.
We are going to parliament and we will stay, carry our gun. Why? Because we are occupied. Our land is occupied.
But on the campaign trail with women, Shante talks more about Hamas's charitable network than about fighting Israel. She reminds voters about the education, health care, and other social services that Hamas has been providing in the Palestinian territories for years. A professor at Gaza's Islamic University, Shante grew up and still lives in the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. She's never run for any elected position. The 48-year-old says she's confident she'll win tomorrow and hopes to serve as something of a role model for other women in Hamas.
I feel that I own the ability to do many things for the woman, for the child. We are going to prove that the Palestinian woman, she is able to do many things inside the parliament as an educated woman, as the mother of the militaries.
But secular women in Gaza, particularly younger, educated ones, are not interested in being mothers of the martyrs. Many are alarmed at what Hamas's ascendancy might mean for everyday freedoms. 20-year-old Basma El-Haddad is a student at Al-Aqsa University in Gaza. She says she admires Hamas's charitable work, but she's frightened that Hamas will try to impose strict Islamic law throughout Gaza.
What is worrying me is Hamas. If Hamas is going to rule, then it will rule according to the Sharia law. There will be more restrictions on the movement and on the freedom of the women. While in Fatah, there will be much more freedom for the women. That's why I'm not going to vote for Hamas.
Young men, too, worry. 23-year-old Mohammed Darwish, a Palestinian security worker, sits and smokes on a street corner stoop, his hair slicked back with wavy curls in the front. He says he's nervous a Hamas-led parliament would prove a threat to basic liberties, from the kind of music he likes to his style of dress.
For example, I will not be able to cut this kind of cutting haircut. Our weddings, the type of our weddings, how we celebrate, they will force us not to do it. Freedom, the open-minded, talking to people.
I put my trust in Fatah, Darwish says, adding, despite problems, Fatah's done a lot for the country. Fatah's banking on that kind of devil-you-know support tomorrow when Palestinians head to the polls. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.